Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today's the 6th of December. I'm Brian. Great to be here with you today as we're in the final month, the final weeks of another revolution through the year. And prayerfully, it's been a revolution in your life. It always is in my own. In this year of shift, so much has changed and continues to change. So we're reading from the Passages Bible this week. Passages Bible is a partnership between Zondervan Publishers and Daily Audio Bible to create a new international version fashioned after the rhythm of the Daily Audio Bible, and we can talk about that at the end. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 through 5, 15 today. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land dries up, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea are swept away. But let no one bring a charge. Let no one accuse another. For your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priests. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children. The more priests there were, the more they sinned against me. They exchanged their glorious God for something disgraceful. They feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness. And it will be, like people, like priests, I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution but not flourish, because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution. Old wine and new wine take away their understanding. My people consult a wooden idol, and a diviner's rod speaks to them. A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are unfaithful to their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops and burn offerings on the hills. Under oak, poplar, and terebinth, where the shade is pleasant. Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughters-in-law to adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery. Because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice with shrine prostitutes. A people without understanding will come to ruin. Though you, Israel, commit adultery, do not let Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not go up to Beth-Aven, and do not swear, as surely as the Lord lives. The Israelites are stubborn, like a stubborn heifer. How then can the Lord pasture them, like lambs in a meadow? Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. Even when their drinks are gone, they continue their prostitution. Their rulers dearly love shameful ways. A whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them shame. Hear this, you priests. Pay attention, you Israelites. Listen, royal house. This judgment is against you. You have been a snare at Mizpah, a net spread out on Tabor. The rebels are knee-deep in slaughter. I will discipline all of them. I know all about Ephraim. Israel is not hidden from me. Ephraim, you have now turned to prostitution. Israel is corrupt. Their deeds do not permit them to return to their God. A spirit of prostitution is in their heart. They do not acknowledge the Lord. Israel's arrogance testifies against them. The Israelites, even Ephraim, stumble in their sin. Judah also stumbles with them. When they go with their flocks and herds to seek the Lord, they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They are unfaithful to the Lord. They give birth to illegitimate children. When they celebrate their new moon feasts, he will devour their fields. Sound the trumpet in Gibeah, the horn in Ramah. Raise the battle cry in Beth Avon. Lead on, Benjamin. Ephraim will be laid waste on the day of reckoning. Among the tribes of Israel, I proclaim what is certain. Judah's leaders are like those who move boundary stones. I will pour out my wrath on them like a flood of water. Ephraim is oppressed, trampled in judgment, intent on pursuing idols. I am like a moth to Ephraim, like rot to the people of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his sores, then Ephraim turned to Assyria and sent to the great king for help. But he is not able to cure you, not able to heal your sores. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, like a great lion to Judah. I will tear them to pieces and go away. I will carry them off with no one to rescue them. Then I will return to my lair until they have borne their guilt and seek my face. In their misery, they will earnestly seek me. So, coming quickly on the heels of John's first letter is John's second letter, the second epistle of John, written shortly after he wrote his first. So we finished 1 John, now we're going to 2 John. I made a long way of saying that. And he probably wrote this to the same people that he wrote the first letter to. This letter was probably written from Ephesus, where John spent the latter years of his life, and was written to encourage and strengthen the church against the false doctrine that was so pervasive around them, and to remind them that they needed to guard themselves against these false doctrines and live in truth and love in contrast to these false teachings. And this is all true today. There are plenty of false doctrines around us, plenty of things to be seduced by, and it's very important that we walk in truth and love, guarding ourselves as we carry forward the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, if we can but walk in truth and love, just about everything can work. 2 John chapter 1. The elder, to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers, who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings. Psalm 125, a song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. Proverbs 29:9-11. If a wise person goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate a person of integrity and seek to kill the upright. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. And Father, we come before you taking this proverb to heart, and we take pause to consider what it is that we bring. Do we bring full vent to our rage, or do we bring calm in the end? What is it that our lives reflect? We know that you have offered us the fruit of the Spirit, that this is the result of you in our lives. Love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, meekness, faith. We know that these things are the results, are essentially the crop of the seeds of faith that you plant in our heart. And we have to ask ourselves, when we come to Proverbs, single sentences that can really cut to the deepest core of who we are and invite us to answer for ourselves, what is it that our lives look like? So we reflect, are we bringing rage, or are we bringing calm? Are we bringing the fruit of the Spirit? Are we bringing the kingdom? It's our desire to do just that, to have a rich and bountiful crop of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, to bring calm, serenity, shalom, order and peace of God into everything that we do and everything that we touch. And we know that this is possible through the instruction of your word. And yet it is a constant battle within ourselves and within the culture and within the surroundings of fallen world that we live in. So we continue to invite your Holy Spirit, because it's only through your Holy Spirit that these things are possible. And we continue to ask that you draw us deeper into all truth, that we continue to lose every facet and every cell of the men and women we were without you, and that they be replaced by your divine nature within us, that we are transformed completely, and that the person we were no longer lives, but it is you that is living within us, so that we can live the kind of life you've designed us to live. Help. Help is our prayer. Help. Especially in this season where things get very, very chaotic. This season where we celebrate your arrival can be one of the most chaotic seasons of our lives. And we want the serenity. We want the shalom. We want the pause and reflection. So come, Jesus, we pray, in your mighty name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. I love the Proverbs. I love how one sentence can say so powerfully, so concisely, so riveting, and can just cut right through all of the clutter and just speak truth. There's the daily audio proverb. Of course, we're at the end of the year, so most all of you know everything. But I have worked diligently on a complete revamp of the daily audio proverbs that we will be releasing January 1st, and it is ready, locked and loaded, as it were, to go. They are exactly 5 minutes a day now, and it's obviously a chapter of Proverbs a day through the entire book of Proverbs in a month. Unfiltered wisdom poured deep into our lives. And it's like a vitamin for the soul. It's the best 5 minutes that we can spend time after time pouring deep wisdom, the deep wisdom of the ages, into our lives and hearts. So it's a great thing to invest in the coming year. We'll also be releasing the Daily Audio Psalm, brand new Daily Audio Psalm, January 1st. And those are 2 minutes. So through the book of Psalms, twice in a year, 2 minutes a day, in this book of the most beautiful, lush, expressive poetry the world has ever seen, the most lovely literature the world has, is found in the book of Psalms. 2 minutes a day takes us through the book of Psalms twice in a year. And we do that at, we do both of these at Daily Audio Bible. So we go through the Bible in a year. But these are great little kind of pick-me-up things. People go to the Psalms for wisdom, or I'm sorry, the Proverbs for wisdom and the Psalms for comfort. And these are great resources. It's been fun and beautiful to read them. And they're a little different than Daily Audio Bible in that each day we switch translations in both the Psalms and the Proverbs. So the nuances are different and the complexions are different than the Daily Audio Bible. It's just a great kind of 1-2-3 punch that really, really invests us into the counsel of the scripture so that our lives can look, I mean, like we know life can look clearer and more peaceful and more full of weightiness and purpose. We know this intuitively, and we struggle to unravel the puzzle that can only really be found by the daily rhythm of scripture in our lives. It continually reminds us who we are and why we are. So that's coming up in the new year. We've been reading from the Passages Bible this week. The Passages Bible, like I said, it's a partnership between Zondervan and Daily Audio Bible. It's an e-Bible that follows the rhythm of the Daily Audio Bible. So it follows the reading plan. It also has prayers and brief commentaries. So if you ever find yourself kind of out of range of internet, or you're just wanting to read, you can still stay in that same rhythm. And you can get the Passages Bible e-Bible, anywhere you can get e-Bibles, anywhere on the internet that you can download e-Bibles, you can find the Passages Bible. Of course, there's the Passages book, and I have been talking about that extensively throughout this season, because this is really the season to talk about it, not just because it's Christmas, and I think it's a great gift, but because if you're a pastor, or you're a Sunday school teacher, or you lead a life group, or you lead a Bible study, this is a really, really great resource moving into the new year, because you can't really go through passages without ending up really deeply desiring a relationship with the Bible. And we have created a study guide for the Passages book this year and released it about a month ago so that it could be perfect for personal reflection and group study. So we've created some bulk pricing. You can buy 12 passages and we'll give you 12 study guides for free. You can buy 24 passages and we'll give you 24 study guides for free. Or you can buy a case of passages, which is 44, and we'll give you 44 study guides for free. Great to give to everybody that you know, as well as take your group through. Of course, the case price, that's as cheap as you can get passages on a planet, because that's what it costs. We're trying to get these into the hands of as many people as we can, because our mission is to bring the Word of God, and through the Word of God, bring the kingdom. So that's available. There's also the Daily Audio Bible gift box for this year, which is a great deal. It's got the Passages book, it's got the Passages study guide, it's got the brand new Ancient Future prayer book that Mike Greenberg, who works here with us, has written. Just a lovely and powerful, holistic way at praying through the Lord's Prayer and allowing that to encompass every facet of life. It's rich in wisdom and has affected the way I personally pray. So that's included in the gift box. New Daily Audio Bible stainless steel mug created just for this season. Your choice of some Wind Farm coffee or tea. A couple of stocking stuffer wristbands. And some of our brand new Daily Audio Bible cards are included. It's a great gift box. You can find that at the store as well as any other number of things for your holiday shopping pleasure. Okay, last time you'll hear me say this. We got word from Morningstar, the tour company that we work with for Israel, for this forthcoming late January, early February epic trip that we'll be taking, that there were some additional slots made available, and that some additional people could come. If you want to go to Israel, this is like really the last time I'm going to say this. This is maybe a great Christmas present to yourself or to your spouse. It will be absolutely epic. The places that we're going to go have been tailor-picked, handcrafted, for those of us who enjoy going through the Bible in a year. And it will cover everything from the north of Israel up where the tribe of Dan existed, and on the border of Lebanon all the way down to the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus did most of his work, to Caesarea, where the Apostle Paul was sent to Rome, across the Jordan River, and where the other tribes dwelt on the other side of the river, and through the desert where the children of Israel wandered, to the Dead Sea, all the way down through Jordan to one of the modern wonders of the world, the ancient city of Petra, and then down to the Red Sea, and then of course back to Jerusalem and all that Jerusalem entails and all that it represents as such a holy city throughout all of history. It's just going to be epic, and I'd love for you to go. And if you want to, this is the last time I'll say this. Email, we don't even have all the banners and stuff up now. We didn't even know this was going to happen, but it is. So you can go. Email Mike at dailyaudiobible.com if you want some more details and information. All right. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website, dailyaudiobible.com. And thank you for considering Daily Audio Bible in your year-end giving. Daily Audio Bible is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, so we will certainly be issuing tax-deductible receipts for everyone who partnered with us this year. And thank you. Thank you for your partnership for this another great year in the epic adventure that is the Bible together. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Mavis again, and I'm just thrilled to be calling you. I was thinking that part of the shift that has happened is God just showing me, like, that he wants me completely dependent on him, and he wants me to ask from him and take from him, and him to be my sole source. And part of that family has been prayer requests and this family here, and I thank you for that. Today I just wanted to have a prayer request because my birthday is coming up, and I'm also celebrating the seasons with my family, and we just, it's been years and years and years. Every single time this season comes up, we just get hit hard financially, and I'm not living life any less. I'm not willing to live life any less than the abundant life that Christ got for me. So just pray for financial blessing for my family and for all of our careers, from people in my career calling me in, and just being able to look and perform to God's glory, to for my sister's career, also to people at my mother's job, not attacking her. So just for God's favor and just a financial blessing, according to his riches and glory for my family, because it is becoming pretty, it's December again, and you know what? I just want to have a shift for what December means for my family financially, and see according to his third heaven glory. Thank you so much. I love you. I pray for each and every one of you, and I think I'm at my limit.
Hi, this is Jason, and I'm calling for Nancy in Seattle. And Nancy, I hope that you'll reach out to me. I feel like that I have something that I need to get to you. If you will, please contact me at my email. It's jasonshanks@bellsouth.net. That's jasonshanks@bellsouth.net. Stay strong, Nancy, and I hope that you'll reach out to me. Thank you.
Hi, DAB family. This is Kathy from Colorado. I've been listening for about 2 years now, and I've been wanting to call in that entire time to ask for prayer for my family, specifically my son. But I can't do that today because I must call and encourage Mary from Mississippi. Mary, your story has touched me so deeply. You have called in the past and encouraged those of us with teenage sons to, keep fighting the good fight. And you've called about your little church and wanting prayer for you to get additional members. And I've heard you call in and with praise requests on that. But I'm calling specifically to pray for you. I am so devastated that your husband of 30 years has left you and in a state of disability, nearly blind, no transportation, and housing. And I pray, dear God, that you would please bring Mary the resources that she needs, and that you would give her comfort and peace in this very trying, very discouraging time. Lord, I can't imagine the pain that she's shouldering, and not just her, but the ripple effects that are surely going to touch many members of her family. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with her today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Mary, just keep your chin up like I know that you have done. Get up and go throughout your day, and just hour by hour, day by day. And then it'll turn to weeks and months. And I just I pray for strength for you. You are such a caring, compassionate, kind soul. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Will from beautiful Bozeman, Montana. I haven't called in a while, but Brian and Jill, thank you so much for your ministry. This definitely has been a year of shift for me. Beginning of the year, losing my job of 19 years and my marriage on the rocks. But I know that there's hope, and I know that the Lord has shown me so much in just trusting Him. And that's where we are right now. That's where I am. I know my wife is so challenged right now to even love me. And I know my hope is in Christ, and I just told her she has to trust in the Lord. And the other part is that I've seen my own personal family go through divorce, and I told my wife I'm not going to go through a divorce. So I ask your prayers. I trust Christ for what He's going to do. I believe in Him and believe His word. And I thank you so much, DAB family, for your prayers. Please pray for our family. I pray for you as well. God bless. Take care. And a happy new year. And I look forward to what God's going to do in the prosperous new year.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Joyce in Las Vegas. I'm calling for a prayer request for my family. One for my sister. She's trying to get disability. She has very severe high blood pressure. And she's been living with us for maybe a few years now, since 2005. And she can't work anymore because her blood pressure is so high. So I'm asking that we all get together and pray for her, that she will receive it, that they will grant it. First, she was denied at the second request. So I'm asking that prayer will go in for her and that she will receive it. I'm also asking prayer for myself and my family, my daughter, which is on disability, and she has two daughters. A few months ago, my husband left me, and I'm kind of taking care of all of them. And I had a job a few weeks ago, and I lost it, but they called me back. Matter of fact, just yesterday. I thank God for that because I know that's God. But I'm having problems with a vehicle getting there. I'm asking that God will bless us with a vehicle and a home. Right now, I'm living in my ex-daughter-in-law home. She welcomed us in. She has a big house, and I thank God for her. I ask prayer for her, too. I ask that, you know, that God would bless us a home and a new vehicle, and that just a financial blessing so that we can get up on our feet and be able to go back to church like we used